I'm talking to Tommy Burke on Inishbofin Island, who's a walking guide and archaeological expert. This is some spot here, Tommy. Tell me some more about that.
This is a Cromwellian fort. It was built about the middle of the 1600s, 1655 is the date that's given in the records. Originally there was a fortress here. It's very hard when you look today to see what the original fortress looks like, but the actual part of the fort we're standing at the moment would have been pre-Cromwellian. There's a couple of other bits as well, but most of it would have been demolished and rebuilt. It was built to protect the harbour, because the harbour had been used over the centuries by different sort of anti-establishment groups like Gaelic lords, smugglers, pirates, both Irish and Spanish. And when the Cromwellians took control of Ireland, they had to get rid of these places. So ownership of boats on the mainland was strictly by licence of the government. Anything bigger than a small dinghy, you couldn't own it without licence from the government. And here, they wanted to block it off, the entrance to the harbour, with stone. But their engineers told them it was pointless, that the first storm would wash it away. So they built this fort here.
It's also on the most remote part of the island, isn't it? I mean, this is actually a separate island to Inishbofin, isn't it?
It is. It's a tidal island, and it's out in a peninsula. It's right across the harbour.
Yeah. You could almost swim across, couldn't you?
You could. It'd be faster as well.
I think I'm going to try and come back and do that someday.
Do that,
it is a really magical spot. I can't imagine there's more than a handful of people here in summer.
To walk out here?
Yeah.
If you walk out here and spend a little time or whatever, it's about a two-hour journey from the pier and over where the hotel and that sort of village area is.
But it's worth the trek.
Oh, thanks, very much so.
And thanks so much for the guidance. It's been brilliant. Thanks, Tommy.
My pleasure.